All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for more trivia. And if you wanted to do trivia, who would you think of first? What name would come to your mind?
Me? Can you? Me? Can I? Can I play? Can I play?
That's it, Freddie Kiger.
Thank you. Thanks, bud.
How's it going?
I'm good.
You're looking more and more like Tigger every single day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's going on?
It's
you got a good question?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Well, launch right into
there
it.
There is
big
method
guy.
To the madness.
Launch right into it because I can't wait to see if I can actually answer it.
Sweets.
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 Sweets for my sweet. Sugar for my honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Drifters.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Yeah. In 1930, the Mars chocolate folks decided to name a candy bar after the Mars family favorite horse. What popular Mars candy bar still bears that name after being named for the owner's family's horse?
I think I can probably guess. All right. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL, and you can be a winner.
And you get $10.
What do they win, Freddie?
You get a $10 gift certificate, Ryan, and you can go on down to Cruisers where you could perhaps buy several of this particular candy
That's
bar.
That's right, exactly, because they got a good section for this.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. All right, call right now. Be a winner.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
All right, Freddie's asking a question. No, we here. Freddie's the one who comes up with a question.
No. We're a team.
You want to know what?
What candy bar?
Candy bar.
Did the Mars family name after their favorite horse?
Snickers.
Snickers.
Yeah, I was guessing it was Snickers.
Yeah,
but I've never heard that before.
It's pretty good story.
That would make sense. And Snickers is one of those candy bars still around.
It's not only around; it's still perhaps I think it's still most popular selling candy bar out there.
I think you're right.
Candy bar was named after one of Frank Mars' favorite horses. But in the UK, Isle of Man, and Ireland, that same candy bar was sold under the name Marathon.
Really?
Yeah, until 1990 when the Mars folks decided to put some uniformity into the naming of its product. And so, Snickers around the world.
Yeah. Well, it's a good candy bar, you know.
I've always been partial to Milky Way.
Yeah, Milky Way's good.
That was the first one they came out with.
I always liked Mars bars.
You know, I never really, I remember them, but I never really had that many.
Yeah.
Aren't M&M's? Yeah, M&M's is part of the Mars Mars family.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
That's from Hershey.
No, I don't know. I forget back to you, but I think.
I could be wrong.
Folks, we'll get back to you after this.
Butterfinger? Is that part of the group?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I think that may be something different.
Payday? Where's that?
I don't know about that neither.
At any rate,
to be continued, I'll do some. I'll get my crack team of researchers on that.
Yeah, really. Snickers, the answer to the question.
Correct.
And the name of the horse. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. He'll give you the answer that you'll endorse, unless, of course, the horse.
The famous Mr. Ed.
Yeah, that's right. Snickers.
Wilbur.